Good afternoon, everybody.
大家下午好。
I hope you're well.
希望你们都很好哦。
I nearly didn't make it today.
我今天差一点都来不了了。
After people pray for me, something lifted.
但是呢，我们的祷告团队为我祷告，结果我今天有得力了。
They obviously didn't pray for Suzanne.
他们也没有为我的太太苏珊祷告哦。
She's still missing, you know.
所以她今天就没有在。
So we pray that she will recover.
我们也祷告他能够快点康复。
Pray that today I don't infect.
希望我今天信仰也不被传染。
We need her for next week.
我要不然下周我又不在怎么办？
So I hope you had a very good Christmas.
希望你们都有一个好的圣诞假期。
Nice to see you all.
很高兴见到你们。
Yes, we still got the real Chinese New Year to come.
那我们还有真正的中国新年还要再庆祝一次的。
Amen.Well, today, we're going to have a short message.
今天我们会有一个很短的信息。
Then we have a number of brothers and sisters going to come and pray.
然后呢，就会有一个祷告团队来上来祷告。
It's the end of the year prayer service that we're having today.
今天是我们的年终祷告会。
We have a lot to thank God.
有太多要感谢神的了。
For all that He has done this year.
关于他在这一年对我们所做的所有的事情。
Now, one year may be a long time, but if you think about this year, many of you have been so blessed.
那你觉得好像一年很长哦，但是你们真的来回想这一年，有多么有福啊！
I've heard a lot of testimonies.
我听到了好多好多各样的见证。
So have a lot of testimonies because it's working.
因为我们很多的见证都让我们知道，真的福音是真管用的。
For this coming year, we're going to have exactly the same vision as we had this year.
那今年我们的意向还是一样的，跟去年一样吗？
And our vision is to initiate an encounter and connecting people with Jesus.
那我们教会的意向一直都是引发与神的相遇，并且使人连接耶稣。
What that means to you, something will we initiate an encounter, people get touched by Jesus.
那我们不光是跟神自己相遇，而且还要让人跟耶稣有连接。
That can be a supernatural act.
这本身就是一个超自然的反应。
Like a healing.
关于比如说医治啊。
A prophetic word.
关于发预言呢。
Or it could actually be a very natural event.
那也可能会是一个很自然的场景。
Where you just show kindness to somebody.
那我们就只是对人有爱心而已。
Show love to somebody.
对他们爱啊，对他们好啊。
You may think it's you, but you actually.Touching people's lives through Jesus.
你以为是你自己在对别人好，其实你是在耶稣在借着你这个器皿在触碰其他人的生命。
And also through your understanding of God.
还有借着你对神的认识。
How you can introduce Jesus to other people.
那关于你怎么认识耶稣的，你就会怎样把你认识的耶稣介绍给别人。
For non-believers as well as believers.
不管是信主的人还是不信主的人。
You know, it's incredible that in this world there are many Christians who really don't know their Savior.
那其实在这个世界上有多少所谓的基督徒其实自己都不认识自己的主
who hardly read the Bible, who hardly pray.
他们自己也没有读过圣经呢也没有怎么好好祷告过
But then if they come in contact with you,
但是当他们真的跟你相遇的时候
you can inspire them to love
你可能会让他们真的被启示到真的要跟耶稣有一个关系
Let your life become a good news.
让你们的生命自己本身就是福音
When people meet you,Their life gets better.
当他们见到你的时候，他们的生命就有转变。
Not get worse.
不会因为要认识你更糟糕。
So we're going to carry on believing in this.
所以我们要一直相信这样的一个意向。
Like I said, there are many brothers and sisters who got so many testimonies. What happened this year?
那我们的弟兄姊妹有太多的见证关于今年所发生的事情。
God engineered different coincidences and meetings.How people are dramatically, lives dramatically change because they bother to actually connect with that person.
神呢就很奇妙的，看似偶然的机会呢，把很多的不偶然都联系到一起，这样让很多人因为他们有跟耶稣连接，跟小组连接，有各样的连接的过程，最后他们就碰到了耶稣。
That's why I say, right? Even when you go on holiday, you can actually be sitting on the airplane next to somebody who needs to hear Jesus.
那你可能哪怕去坐飞机啊，去度假，在飞机上都可能碰到一个人，你跟他的谈话可以让他跟耶稣连接。
Christian who needs to be encouraged.
或者你可能正好就不小心就坐到了一个基督徒的身边，他正好是需要被鼓励的。
Or a Christian who's full of doubts.
或者是一个正在怀疑的基督徒。
But after meeting you, they're full of faith.
但是跟你在相遇以后，突然就对神大有信心了。
Hallelujah. To let our lives be a vessel for God.
让我们的生命就是成为耶稣的器皿。
Let our lives be more than a vessel.
让我们的生命不只还是器皿。
Let it become an epistle.
让他们成为一个书信，
where
使徒的书信。
Where people can look at our lives.
就当别人来读你这封书信的时候。
And what they can see is that person is a follower of Jesus.
他们就能看到原来这个人就是耶稣的跟随者。
Amen. And when they look at our lives, they realize it.Christianity works.
当别人一看到你自己的你我的生命的时候，他们就说啊，果然信仰是管用的。
Especially when we go through difficult periods.
特别是当他们看我们怎么样走过一段黑暗的时期的时候。
That you still trust God.
看到你还在黑暗的时期仍然信靠神的时候。
You still don't give up.
还是不放弃的时候。
And you still see God coming through.
你还能够看到神的时候，他们会借着你见到神。
Amen. Amen.And so we believe, I believe the Lord is leading us into a way of, they're one of the best way of initiating an encounter and connecting with people with Jesus is through fellowship.
那我们也特别相信，那想要人与耶稣连接的方式呢，最好的方式就叫做团契聚会。
Now I've been encouraging people, brothers and sisters, to get into fellowship groups or start fellowship groups.During the last 5 to 6 months.
那在上面的五到六个月期间，我们都一直在讲，我们希望大家都有小组啊，有自己的团契，有自己的社交群体等等。
And praise the Lord, there are many good testimonies.
那就感谢神，真的就有很多这样的见证开始发生了。
Now there are a lot of people here and people online that you are not in a fellowship group and you don't have a fellowship group, but you could actually pray about it and let the Lord use you.
那如果你今天还坐在这里说我还是没有一个属于我的小组啊，然后包括网上的弟兄姊妹，那你们就今天再继续祷告，要神来亲自用你来开始这个小组。
And so I want to spend a few moments to talk to you why fellowship is so biblical and so important.
那我今天会跟你花一点时间，让你真正的来认知一下为什么团契这件事情我们特别的看重。
And we can go to 1 John chapter 1 reading from verse 1.
那我们来看看约翰一书的一章一节。
Now the wordFor fellowship in the Bible is the word Greek word called koinonia.
那我们讲到这个在圣经里面的团契这个词就是
koinonia, or koinonia.
Koinonia 这个词
Right. It also translates to communion.
其实也能翻译成我们的圣餐的那个词
So whenever you say let's have fellowship or let's have communion, no, I'm not talking about the communion in terms of bread and wine.In terms of communion, commune with God, that is koinonia.
所以我们说的圣餐这个词不是光是吃什么饼啊和杯的事情，更多的是跟神有一个关系，有一个交流。
And so it is very interesting when you read 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
当你读约翰一书一章一到四节时
，Because John is introducing to his readers what fellowship is.
那约翰他是在跟他的读者说什么叫做团契。
What's so interesting about it is actually what he says in the context.
那其实最有意思的就是要看前后文他是怎么讲的。
And John is talking about fellowship in the context of Jesus Christ, the incarnation of Jesus Christ, which means Jesus in the body, in the flesh, that Jesus that we fellowship with.
那约翰所讲的是一个道成肉身的耶稣，跟这样子的耶稣有一个团契。
Now there is a difference between fellowshipping with me like this physically, and fellowshipping me as an invisible spirit.
那跟就像怎么跟你打比方呢？就比如说你跟 Joshua 他你是肉体上跟他团契呢，还是你在灵上跟他团契呢
？Amen. Remember during the COVID time.
记得我们在新冠的时期。
There's a difference between.Fellowshipping when we are here and fellowship trying to fellowship over the online.
就像当时我们在新冠的时候，我们是在网上团契呢，还是我们真的是聚在一起团契呢
？How many of you know it's very different?
你们是不是能感觉到很不同
？Being physically here and being online is totally two different worlds.
能够真的聚在一起的团契和网上的团契是完全不同的。
And that's why we gather together.
这是为什么我们真的是要真的聚在一起
？Because it is through physical talk, physical contact.That the fellowship is different.
因为当我们真的是肉身与肉身在一起，真的是有交流的时候，这种感受和亲密感是完全不同的。
And so John is talking about fellowship in that context, in Jesus in his body.
所以当约翰讲到团契这个事情，他特别是讲到在肉身的基督跟他团契。
Not Jesus in some spooky spirit.
不是讲的那种什么摸不着的那种灵啊，那种耶稣的团契。
How is that possible?
怎么样才可能呢？
Well, we can look at it.
那我们今天来看看。
When we begin to understand the principle of what John is saying about fellowship.
那我们就能真正的明白约翰所说的这种团契到底是什么。
That's why he begins in verse 1, talking about the incarnation of Christ.
这是为什么在第一节第一章一节就能看到道成肉身的耶稣。
Because Jesus' mission was to come in the body to be with us and to bring us into the fellowship of God.
因为耶稣的一个很大的责任和任命，就是他一定要变成肉身，能够在我们像我们这样的肉身跟神团契，跟人团契。
So verse one he says that which was from the beginning.
所以第一节说论道从起初。
Which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes.Which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、还亲手摸过的。
So the Apostle John is basically telling his readers, I'm introducing to you somebody that I've seen with my eyes, I've heard with my ears,And I've touched with my hands.
所以呢，使徒约翰在这里跟大家说的是，我今天要给你们介绍一个人。这个人是我自己亲眼看见、亲耳听见、还亲手摸过的人哦。
How many of you know someone who seen, heard, and touched Jesus is very different from somebody in Bible College who just study theology?
你们能够感到这种不同吗？有人跟你讲耶稣的时候，他自己是亲眼看见、亲耳听过，还亲手摸过耶稣的人，
Amen.
那跟那些在神学院的那些学生们可不一样。
If you don't believe me, try and marry someone that you will never meet. You just read about and what people tell you.And then you have to have by faith marry that person.
那你要这么不相信我呢？你就尝试去嫁或者娶一个人，那个人你是从来没有亲眼见过、亲耳听过，
how many,
你就听别人介绍过他，你就跟
他结婚。How many of you are brave enough?
你们有没有这种胆量去跟这样的人结婚
？No, you want to go and see that person, check it out yourself.
那你肯定是要亲眼见到这个人，你要自己确定过的。
So we are so careful about that in our daily lives with people. How much more we need to be.Very focused on how we get to know Jesus.
所以在日常生活中，我们都这么在乎的能够亲身的相见。那我们跟耶稣的关系，我们岂不更在乎要亲身跟他碰面的那种吗？
John is claiming that he and others have seen Jesus, heard Jesus, and touched Jesus.
使徒约翰一直在强调，他们的使徒们是真的是亲耳听见、亲眼看见，然后亲手摸过耶稣的。
And in verse 2, he said, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us.
所以他说这生命已经显现出来，我们看见了，现在又作证，把原与父同在，并且向我们显现过那永远的生命传扬给你们。
And here in verse 3 he uses the word fellowship twice.
那在第三节这个团契这两个字出现了两次哦。
That which we have seen, heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with usAnd indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们把所看见的、所听见的传扬给你们，为要使你们也与我们有团契，而我们的团契是与父和他儿子耶稣基督所共有的。
So John is claiming that he has seen, heard, and touched Christ.
那约翰他是专门说我是有亲眼看过、亲耳听过，然后还亲手摸过基督的。
And then he is claiming that I have fellowship with him.
所以他约翰是在说，所以我跟这样子的基督有关系。
And so what he does, he invites the reader to join him in that fellowship.
然后他就说，那我来邀请你们来加入我和耶稣有的这样子的团契。
In other words, what John is saying, I'm inviting you to fellowship with me because I have fellowship with God.
所以约翰是在说，我今天邀请你来跟我团契，因为我跟主耶稣有团契。
Amen. John is saying, I am inviting you to join me in fellowship because I have fellowship with God.
再说一遍，约翰说，我今天邀请你们跟我有团契，是因为我跟主耶稣基督有关系，有
团契。Therefore, fellowship is not just having a cup of coffee after the service.
所以我们说的团契肯定不是聚会完以后然后喝杯咖啡就好
了。Or attending a group that is called fellowship.
或者是一个只是打着团契名号的所谓
的团契。Or a group of people that shares common interests.
或者是只是你跟一群跟你有同样爱好的人在一起玩玩而已。
Share same hobbies.
有同样的喜好的人一起玩一玩而已。
In other words, we human beings can gather together for all kinds of reasons.
因为人可以用很多各样的原因，所谓的原因来聚会的。
And unfortunately,
但不幸的是
the church has allowed that kind of mentality in the church.
教会呢，真的就允许了这样的所谓的团契，叫团契。
That we come to church, we gather together for other reasons other than to fellowship with God.
所以就允许当信徒们聚在一起，其实是为的是不同的目的，可是竟然允许这样不同的目的。
Because John is not telling you that kind of fellowship.
因为约翰绝对不是在讲这样的团契哦。
He is saying.I want you to have fellowship with me because I have fellowship with God.
他所说的是，我今天邀请你和我一起来团契的纯粹的原因，是因为我和基督有团契。
In other words, John is saying that fellowship, we have fellowship with one another because we individually have fellowship with God.
所以约翰换句话说，他说今天你和我之所以会团契，是因为我们个人跟基督有关系，有团契。
So there is a responsibility.
这就是我们自己的责任。
That when we come to the fellowship group,
当我们来到一个团契的小组，
That we have to cultivate our own fellowship with Christ.
我们自己要先跟基督有关系，有团契。
So that when we meet with one another,
所以当我们跟其他的人碰到一起时，
Guess what happens?
你们猜猜会发生什么？
We end up encouraging other people.
我们就会真的开始在主里面来鼓励大家。
Who may be struggling that week?
也许你会发现有人在这一周很挣扎。
We may be prophetically speaking to a person.
也许你会发现你会发预言似的跟那人说话。
We may accidentally do something that is so only that person knows.
你可能会发现你会特意做一个让那个人特别被鼓励到的事情。
Because you have fellowship with God.
因为你自己跟神有团契。
Amen.If you have fellowship with God,
如果你自己都跟神有团契的话，
then you can initiate an encounter.
你才有这个可能让其他的人跟耶稣连接。
Then you can connect people to Jesus.
你才能引发别人与神的相遇。
Amen. And then when, and during days where I'm feeling low, I'm not so spiritual that particular week, because we all have our bad days.
那比如说你有一天觉得很糟糕，很软弱，怎么办呢？
You know, even as a pastor, sometimes I'm angry with God.
因为作为牧师，我都有对神很生气的时候啊。
I feel God has let me down.
我觉得神让我失望了。
So I go to the fellowship.
然后我就跟神要继续这样团契。
But then somebody who has fellowship with Jesus comes to that group and say, Pastor Joshua.
然后比如说我自己在最软弱的时候，我去到一个小组，可是那个小组里面呢，就有一个常常和基督团契的人，他突然跑来对我说，他说 Joshua,
The other day I was praying,
那一天我在祷告的时候，
And I feel God is saying this to you.
我觉得神好像想对你说这样的话。
And that's exactly what happened to me a number of times.
所以这个就是我真正有经历到的真实的感受。
One time I was so angry with God.
有一次我觉得我对神很生气。
You know when you're young, right? You're angry with God.
你知道你越年轻气盛的时候，你那生气
的时候越多。 Why are we angry with God?
为什么我当时生气呢？
Because we naturally are angry with our parents.
因为我们当时是对我们的父母有气，有生气。
So don't try and be spiritual to me.
你们少在我面前装属灵。
Be honest, sometimes we're not happy with God.
你们很多时候你们不对神有不高兴的时候。
But at that moment, the enemy could come in and destroy your faith.
但是就在那一下子的不高兴，魔鬼就真的有可能去拆毁你当时的信心。
So God has to send somebody to speak to you.
马上是需要他的另外一个器皿来到你面前。
That's what the fellowship is for.
这个就是我们所谓的真正团契的意思。
The fellowship with one another is not centered around common interests, but centered around the person Jesus.
所以所有团契的唯一的目的都不是因为我们自己有什么共同的爱好，而唯独是为了耶稣。
So when you gather together, there is no structure or no defined activities. What you want is everything that you do as a fellowship, you are conscious about Christ in your midst.
所以在我们聚会的时候呢，并不是每一个聚会的方式都是一模一样的，其实没有那么重要，但最重要的就是一直跟耶稣是完全连接的。
So that when you get together, it's not talking about stock share prices.
比如说我们呢，就不是所谓的团契时间呢，开始谈股票。
What to invest?
然后啊，今天要投资什么事情
？It's not about which church right has the prettiest ladies.
或者是说啊，哪个教会里面美女最多？
Nothing to do with that.
团契不是聊这些哦。
It's about I'm coming together.
而是说我们今天聚在一起。
Because we want to meet with Jesus.
因为我们今天想跟耶稣相遇。
So John is saying, if you come to fellowship with me.
所以约翰在说，如果你今天来跟我团契。
My fellowship.
我的团契。
You will end up fellowshipping.
你其实真正在团契的人是。
With the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. So in other words, every time when you get together as a fellowship group, not only are you fellowshipping with each other,
不光是你们自己之间的一种关系的团契,
but mysteriously, you end up fellowshipping with God.
但是最神秘的、最开心的事情就是你们是跟父和他的儿子耶稣在相遇的。
Hallelujah. And that is the purpose of fellowship.
这个才是团契的唯一目的。
He says in verse 4, the purpose.
所以在第四节就讲到了这个目的。
And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
我们把这些事情写给你们，使我们的喜乐得以满足。
John is saying,
约翰在说，
if we come together in true fellowship,
如果我们真的是因耶稣的原因聚在一起团契的话，
our joy will be complete.
我们的喜乐就会得以满足。
How many of you experienced that this year?
你们有没有在今年有经历这样的感受？
Oh, you feel so happy.
因为你觉得好开心。
Because God has touched you.
因为神今天触摸了你。
In the fellowship.
在你的团契当中。
So, what makes a fellowship joyful? You have to read Matthew chapter 18 verse 20. It gives you the reason why it's joyful.
那为什么团契可以有这么大的喜乐呢？我们要读一读马太福音十八章二十节。
Fellowship, purpose of fellowship is that we may be joyful.
那我们如果说团契，团契一定是让我们很喜乐的。
Amen. And so in verse 20 in Matthew chapter 18 says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them."
所以马太福音十八章二十节说，因为哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。
In other words, Matthew is telling you, whenever you gather together as Christians in fellowship, Jesus is in the midst.
所以马太是在说，你们只要有两三个人奉着主的名在聚会，耶稣就在你们中间。
Now Jesus is not in the midst through a religious mentality.Oh, Jesus is in our midst, but he's not.
那我们不是说的耶稣在我们中间，好，自己头脑中想象的，以为他在你们
中间。You're trying to convince yourself that Jesus is present, but he's not.
你自己想象的，然后尽量说服自己，今天耶稣可能就在我们中间。
Because in the fellowship, if you don't encounter Jesus, he's not in your midst.
因为如果你在你的团契中，你其实没有跟耶稣相遇的
这个经历，你就没有。Jesus doesn't manifest, he's not in your midst.
如果耶稣他自己都没有把自己彰显出来，那你就其实没相遇。
No matter how much you try to convince your mind, Jesus is in your midst.
不管你自己。
You need more than a mental, assurance.That Jesus is in the midst.
所以你不管你自己跟自己说啊，就不停的讲这句经文的，说耶稣在我们中间，耶稣在我们中间。但是除非你真是经历到了，你就很难真的这么说。
So how do we know Jesus is in our midst?
那你要怎么知道耶稣在你中间呢？
You see, Jesus is in our midst in a tangible presence.
耶稣在我们中间是可以触摸得到的。
In other words, Jesus can be touched.
换句话说，你可以摸得到他。
Can be seen.
你可以看得到他。
Can be heard.
你可以听得到他。
How?
那怎么办？怎么样？
Does that mean Jesus will manifest himself?
你是说你要看到耶稣的本体吗？
Here in the flesh.
然后真的是以肉身的方式出现在你面前吗？
He can.
他也可以呀。
But that's not his style.
但是这个绝对不是他的风格。
God has a better way.
神有更好的方法。
He appears, manifests his incarnate presence through his people.
他是借着他自己的身体，他的肢体在彰显他自己。
In other words, God speaks through one of the brothers and sisters to you. So therefore, you are hearing His voice.
圣经里面身体的意思其实就是说是自己的人，就是弟兄姊妹们。神是借着弟兄姊妹们在对你说话。
You see a brother, and somehow you are convinced the act of love that they show you is actually Jesus showing you the love.
比如说当
you are convinced.
比如说当你跟一个弟兄在交流在团契的时候你非常确定神是借着这个弟兄和这个姊妹在对你说话
了 So therefore in the fellowship you can actually see Jesus hear Jesus touch Jesus through the brothers and sisters
所以在你们的聚会当中你们应该是能够听得到耶稣看得到耶稣摸得到耶稣借着当时在场的弟兄姊妹们
You can go away from the fellowship group that day you see Jesus spoke to me.
所以你可以当你离开那个聚会的时候你会说今天耶稣对我说话了。
You may have eaten something that you always wanted to eat, but nobody knew that you wanted to eat that particular thing.
你可能呢也吃到了一个你一直想吃可是又吃不到的东西然后你那天就吃到了。
I remember one day I was at home, I was thinking, if only I can have that chili oil made by my brother's partner,because he's one of the top chefs. His chili oil is fantastic.
我就记得有一天我在家里面我只是自己给自己想说哎，我要是能吃到我哥哥的那个他们那个 店长所做的一个辣椒油就好了。
All I did was, it'd be nice.
我都没有什么特别怎么样我只是说哎，要是有那个辣椒油就好了。
Then the following week, my brother came along and said,Here's some chili oil.
所以那接着下一周呢，他就真的带着那个辣椒油来了。
We don't know why so and so wanted to make some for you this week.
我也不知道为什么，就是那个人他一定说要给你做这个油辣椒油给你吃。
So when I received the chili oil,
当我当时拿到那个辣椒油在手上的时候
I looked into heaven.
我当时就望着天上说
I said, Lord, you love me.
主啊，你好爱我。
Amen. Amen.I remember being angry with God once.
我记得有一次我对神好生气。
And I said to the Lord, Do you know my name?
然后我就跟神说，你知道我叫什么名字吗？
Or am I just one of the people?
还是我就是众人中的一个，你
也不知道我是谁。Am I just a number?
可能我就是众数中间的一个。
And then when I got home,
然后我回到家。
My brother rang me.
我的哥哥打电话来。
Pastor, God reminded me today as I was fellowshipping with God that I know Joshua by name.
我在跟我的这个弟兄哈打电话来说，我今天在跟神的团契当中，很听到了神说要我对你说这句话，我知道你的名字。
And that's what I mean. I hear him, I see him, and I'm touched by him.
这就是我所经历的。我听到他，我看见他，我也被他摸着。
God uses divine vessels.
神就用这样子的器皿。
If we make ourselves available,
如果我们自己也成为这样神圣的器皿
，God can use our hands.
神可以用我们的手。
To touch,
来触摸
use our eyes, use our mouth.
用我们的眼睛，用我们的嘴
It can be an act of supernatural act.
也可能是一个超自然的现象会发
生 It can be a prophetic word that comes supernaturally.
也有可能会是一个发预言的事情发生
Or it could be an act of love or generosity.
可能还有一种就是慷慨的行为被发生
Amen. I remember in church once, a brother came to me, Pastor, God loves me so much. I received the money that I was praying for.
然后我记得有一次一个弟兄在跟我分享说他说我今天感谢神我一直在祷告有一笔钱我今天收到了。
And so I said, praise the Lord.
然后我当时说感谢主是什么
And then when I got home,
然后我回家以后呢
I said, Suzanne, where's my money?
我对我的太太说哎，我放在书架上的那几百块钱去哪里了
So Suzanne took my money and gave it to the
其实是我的太太把我的钱就直接拿奉献给别人了。
I wasn't so happy.
然后我听到以后我说不高兴了。
Yes, it's an answer to prayer.
对，是你的答案，你的祷告被答复了。
But I don't like God's method.
我不喜欢神对我的方法哦。
So whatever happened,
所以不管发生了什么
，God can use us willingly or unwillingly.
神都可以，你愿意呀，不愿意的都不小心的用了你的。
I remember I was in Bromley Center, having a cup of coffee with somebody.
我记得我有一次在 Bromley 那里啊，碰到一个朋友，跟朋友一起喝咖啡。
And then I was talking.
然后我当时只是跟我朋友在聊天而已。
The next table was a lady drinking.
然后旁边的桌子上呢，就有一个一直在喝咖啡的女士。
Listening to us.
她就一直其实在不小心就听到我们的谈话。
And after about half an hour, she stood up.
然后半个小时后，她起来。
She said, "Gentlemen."
他对我说
I know this sounds strange.
这位先生我知道听起来很奇怪、哦、
I came here because I wanted to hear from God.
我今天只是坐在这里然后跟神说我想听见你而已。
I didn't know how to resolve a problem.
因为我真的是不知道要怎么解决一个
很难的事情。 So I was having a cup of coffee here while you guys were talking.
我刚刚在这里喝咖啡呢就不小心听到你们的谈话了。
But、do you know when you were talking,It's exactly the answer that I was looking for.
你知道吗？你们之间的谈话，这是我一直在祷告的一个答案呢。
Amen. We can accidentally speak Jesus' word, whether you know the person or don't know the person, but that can happen whenever we gather together in fellowship.
所以很多时候，你以为是偶然还是不偶然都不再重要，可是你就是在那个当中在谈起耶稣的时候，没想到就能被耶稣使用。
How difficult is that?
这样子难吗
It's not difficult.
一点不难，对不
对？ All you need to do is be in fellowship with God.
所以你们唯独要做的就是一直跟神有一个团契。
So that every day when you walk around,
所以每一天当你到处走来走去的时候
when you go to fellowship groups,
当你去到不同的小组的时候
God can use you as a divine vessel.
神就可以用你作为一个他神圣的器皿
to supernaturally touch a person or naturally
可以自然的也超自然的各种方式来触摸到一个人。
Hallelujah. It could be that you cook a particular meal.
也有可能你只是做了一餐好吃的饭菜
or you did a particular thing you shown a particular thing and it just so happened to speak to that person
或者你就是有一个很特别的行为然后这个行为可能正好是这个人当时需要的
and it's good fun
这个是很好玩的一件事哦
Amen So this year we want the Lord to use you and meIn fellowship with other people.
所以今年呢，我们就更加希望神能够用你、用我们，以这样子的方式，让跟其他的人团契。
That we may receive.
让我们也能够有领受。
As well as give.
我们也能够施予。
I want to tell you, a few brothers and sisters accidentally spoke a word from God to people.
所以呢，这一年我们也听到很多见证，就是有弟兄姊妹们就是一不小心呢，就讲出来了神的话给弟兄姊妹们。
And they were astonished.
他们自己都很震惊，讲完了以后。
That in a natural conversation,
因为就有时候只是自然聊天谈话而已。
That God could use them.
但是神却可以用他们。
Amen. We don't have to be, I am prophet so and so.
你不用再说啊，我现在要对你发一个预言哦。
Thus says the Lord.
我觉得神在对你说。
It could easily be you shake someone's hand. Do you know, brother, Jesus really loves you.
它可以简单到你可能只是对一个人握个手而已，说耶稣今天好，今天真的好爱你。
How do you know whether that person was saying, God, do you really love me?
也许你都不知道那个人可能之前正在问神啊，你到底爱我吗？
Then you come along and say, Jesus loves you.
但是你来的时候就这么斩钉截铁的说耶稣爱你。
Amen.We can do that, yes.
这种不难吧，对吧？
So this year we're going to ask the Lord to help us.
所以今年呢，我们又继续要神来帮助我们这样的事情。
Like He started already.
就是以这样的方式，他已经做了，然后希望他仍然在做，这样使用我们。
We need everyone in the church.
让我们需要每一个人在教会都是这样。
To ask the Lord.
这样子问神。
Lord, use me.
主啊，你将来使用我。
To connect someone to Jesus.
能够让其他的人与耶稣也相连接。
To speak to someone.
可以这样子来与人说话。
On your behalf.
能够替你说话。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this 2025, this year.
主啊，我们今天为2025年感谢你。
That your goodness and mercy has always been with us.
你的良善和慈爱一直都与我们同在。
And Lord, that we are astonished about your kindness.
主啊，我们因为你的良善而震惊。
We are astonished by your mercy.
我们因为你的恩慈而震惊。
And yet, Lord God, you love us without condition.
主啊，你是这样无条件的爱着我们。
Lord, we ask you, Lord, to use us.
主啊，你来使用我们。
As individuals.
作为个人个体。
As a group.
也作为一个群体。
To bring Jesus to others.
能够把耶稣带到其他人的面前。
Use us for your glory.
主啊，你使用我们为了你荣耀的缘故。
And I pray, O God, as we pray in the next half an hour.
在我们继续祷告的时候，主啊。
We ask you, O God, to come to us.
我们祷告你在我们当中来。
Bless us, Lord.
来这样祝福我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Now, we don't need translation because it will be too long, yeah? Okay.
Father, we just thank you, Lord Father, for all that you've done in this church. Father, thank you for what you've done in our fellowship group and in our own family, Father. And that, Lord Father, you have used us, Lord Father, to speak your word and speak encouragement, speak prophetic word even without us knowing it. Father, to each other, to edify each other and build each other up. Thank you for those moments where we actually felt the touch of the Lord speaking to us personally by another brother and sisters in our group. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that you can use us like that, Lord. Father, I just pray that you give us this supernatural faith that we, Father, just as we fellowship, Lord Father, with you, Lord, daily, as we, Lord Father, keep up with our devotions with you, and that you use us, Lord Father, in this amazing way, and that, Lord Father, each one of us, Lord Father, have fellowship with you, and we have fellowship with each other, and that the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be evident in our midst. And Father, I also pray, Lord Father, that you will give us faith to establish, Lord Father, different fellowship groups as you prompt us. Father, as you speak to us, Lord Father, to start a fellowship group or to join a fellowship group, Father, we will say yes to you, Lord. And Father, we will go and do what you have told us to do, to connect others to Jesus, to connect others, Lord Father, to you, Lord Father, to know your love and to know your mercy, and that they may encounter the Lord's presence just by being with us, Lord. And Father, I just pray that in the coming days, Father, we'll be your holy vessel, we'll be the vessels of the Lord, that you can use our mouth to speak, and you can use our eyes to touch people, our embrace, Father, as we embrace each other, and also maybe as we are doing a meal, Father, that you will cause us to remember certain people that you want to touch, and that, Lord Father, we may bless that person. And Father, there are so many creative ways you can use us. Father, I just pray that our hearts are open, that we are open for you to use us, Lord Father, in these ways, in the creative manners. And Father, we are open to you. We are open to you. We want you to use us, Lord Father. We are open to you, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to use us, Lord, in the coming days. Father, to minister your grace and your love and your mercy to others through our lives, Lord, through our everyday lives, Lord Father, not just on Sunday, but every day, Lord Father, as we listen to you, Lord Father, we hear the prompting of the Holy Spirit. We hear your voice and we go and do it. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, I pray that, Lord Father, there will be no inhibition, there will be no obstacles, and there will be no devil's voice in our head saying that, Lord Father, to get us fearful. Father, we will, Lord Father, walk by faith, Lord Father, and that will not walk in the supernatural unction of the Holy Spirit, Father, that as you release the prophetic word, Father, we will not be scared, but Father, we will release it, Lord Father, as we hear it. Even though we may be wrong at times, Father, I pray, Lord Father, you give us faith and you give us courage, and that, Lord Father, we may bless those people who really in need to hear from you, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I just pray you anoint our prayers these days, anoint our prayers for the coming months, and that, Father, we'll see many of these fellowship groups, Lord Father, manifesting your presence in their midst. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hey. 亲爱天父爸爸，你多谢你。我们献上你感恩，为2025年过去的12个月我们献上感恩，让我们今天献上我们自己成为感恩的祭和赞美的祭。爸爸，你多谢你，多谢你这12个月以来每一句都听我们祈祷，和每一日都与我们同在。主，我们知道只有你与我们同在，我们每一句说话你都听到，你每一个请求你都知道，你是完美的主，你是将所有东西放在你的恩手里面。主，我知道凡事在你里面有预备。主，我们感谢你，哈利路亚。主，在2026年我们成为一个贵重的器皿，要每一个弟兄姊妹同我们一起同父一轭，同感一灵，让我们有一个好的 unity。 我们每一个人都在我们 你的保守当中，同埋让我们在你里面有平安。最重要就是让我们每一个弟兄姊妹有一个愿意的心，因为神来到这个世上不是拣选那些高然智慧的人，是拣选那些卑微的人，还有一个有愿意的心的人，让我们每一个人都来到你跟前，放低我们自己的所有去跟随你，奉耶稣的圣名。主，我们愿男人没有愤怒，举起圣洁的手来到你跟前祈祷。主，让他们的心态摆正，让他们 摆正自己的心思和意念，俾佢知道你当初做男人是要与你同行，同埋佢做一个父亲、一个爸爸、一个丈夫应有嘅态度同埋佢嘅位置。奉耶稣嘅圣名，主啊，让佢哋冷却嘅心重新被你燃点，让佢哋每日嚟到跟前带领一家人向你下拜，成为筑好呢个祭坛嘅祭司。奉耶稣嘅圣名，主啊，愿我啲儿子都是听从你的话语，因为你是他的爸爸，是每一个人的爸爸。因为我们没有，因为我们爸爸只是儿子和父亲的关系，没有儿孙的关系，所以你是永恒的主，让每一个你受造之物都成为你祝福的对象。主，我们愿意2026年带领所有人来到你的家里面，万事要向你跪拜，万事都称呼你是至高的神和至高的主。奉耶稣的圣名，主啊，给我们每一个弟兄姊妹都带领你要带领的群羊去来到你敬拜你。还有一样东西，就是说主啊，你是从来没有撇下我们，因为你在世上祈祷的时候，你同父合一，让我们每一个人在你里面同父合一，你与我们同在，从今时直到永远。你说只要你去使万人做我的门徒的时候，你就与我们同在，你就用神迹奇事证实我们所传讲的是真理，是真道。主，我们2026年要看到你的神迹在我们每一个家庭、每一个团契、每一个聚会当中。主，我们见到那些孤儿或者寡妇、有疾病的或者是未曾得医治的，完全在2026年里面得到完全的释放、完全的医治。26年是每一个弟兄姊妹束起腰成为贵重器皿的一年，带领人归向神的一年。奉耶稣得胜的名我们祈祷，感谢主， Amen。
一起低头重新做个祷告，感恩的祷告。主耶稣，今天我们来到你的圣殿里面，我们带着一个感恩的心来到，就好像今天我们的诗歌一样，我们要讲声 Thank you Lord， 感谢主。我们回顾我们在2025年里面，真的你对我们的保守，对我们的看顾，你还带到很多使用我们的不同的弟兄姊妹，带了很多新的朋友来到我们当中，他有些是也信了主的。真的主，有很多疾病的、有癌症的弟兄姊妹，你都医治他们。主，我们献上感恩。有很多需要，真的要释放的，有很多需要供应的，我们回顾这一年，你匆匆足足地保守供应我们。真是我们在你的面前除了感恩，我们还有什么可以说？我们有你，我们什么都满足，我们不需要其他任何的东西。主要在这树，真的我们也都是在这里展望来的一年里面。真的主要真的好像今天 Joshua 在道里面跟我们说的，愿你大大的使用我们。真的这个是我们的福气，我们能够跟你同工，真的是去侍奉，真的带更多的人能够真的能够同你与你相遇，更多的人能够同你连接。真的主啊，你使用我们成为你爱的管道，将你的爱流出传出去，让更多的人能够感受到你的爱，被你去触摸。主，真的我们多谢你，真的来近一年我们会知道主，你会真的给我们的教会里面兴起我们的教会，真的复兴我们的教会，真的让我们有更多的团契，让我们真的藉着我们使用我们每一个弟兄姊妹，只是当人说话的，我们所说的说话都是从你而来的，我们所说的说话都可以帮助到人的，都是一个在这里跟你 communicate 的。真的主，多谢主你使用我们，让我们 每一个弟兄姊妹都是有突破，真的都是成为你的精兵，真的我生命里面有造就，真的主，我们多谢你，我们愿一切荣耀重赞都是归给你，直至永永远远。奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen。
Hello，
亲爱天父啊，创造天地万物嘅真神，我哋感谢你，我哋赞美你，主啊，你系我哋生命嘅主。而家即系今年就几日就快要过去，但系主啊，我知道喺呢一年当中，你看顾我哋，我哋各人又有各人有唔同嘅需要，各人有唔同嘅主你嘅帮助。主啊，喺日常生活中，我哋真系知道主啊，你与我哋同在，我哋经历过一切都系神嚟都。藉着你的保守，一年在这年就快要过去了，我们都在有神的保守，我们感谢赞美你。来到一年，主啊，我们，主啊，我们真的知道是神你爱每一个人，让我们弟兄姊妹在今年呢，个个有个新的开始，有个新的突破，是被神你利用使用的，使用我们每一个都能够可以用我们自己今日牧师讲嘢系神俾我哋教会嘅意象，就系要更多人嚟到组织嘅团契，嚟到将更多人嚟带入当中。主啊，因为我哋每个人，就算我哋自己啊，都需要圣灵嘅帮助，都需要啊主你嘅啊大家弟兄姊妹聚埋一齐嘅时候，有个团契嘅时候，大家互相嚟帮助，互相嚟鼓励，互相嚟到扶持。主啊，呢啲系神嘅心意，因为你耶稣就爱每一个人，让我哋每一个人。俾你用嘅时候，都能够可以彰显耶稣基督嘅爱，让我哋真系能够知道，将更多人嚟带到你嘅跟前。呢啲系神你嘅心意，因为你爱每一个世人。主啊，我求你兴起我哋教会，主啊，你让我哋嘅教会嚟到扩张，嚟到更加多人嚟到认识你，去归向你。主啊，求你用我哋每一个你都可以用到嘅，因为我哋系你买赎翻嚟，我哋应该回报神你对我哋嘅爱。主啊，因为唔系靠我哋自己，当你喺我同在里面时候，两三日聚埋一齐。你在当中，因为神啊，圣灵住在我们里面，我们致死我们自己，我们不是我们自己说话，是圣灵在我们心中来说话，圣灵用我们，我们是你的器皿，我们是你的精兵，主要你大大使用我们教会每一个，主要你因为你一个慈爱的神，求你继续来到带领我们前面的路，主要来到一年，有新的突破，有新的开始，更加多人来认识耶稣，归向你，主要我们感谢你，我们将一切荣耀重赞归给你。透过奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
嗯，亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，主。嗯，主，今天我们同心合一的来到你的面前，作为主你所爱的孩子，主，我们来寻求你。主，我们谢谢你，因为你的救赎，你的宝血，我们今天可以坦然无惧地来到主你的施恩宝座前，我们得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。主，谢谢你爱我们，你救赎我们，将我们分别为圣。我们为2025年献上真的主满满的感恩。主，当我们回顾2025年的时候，都是你的恩典，都是你的祝福。主，你的看顾，你的保守，你的手没有离开过我们。就像我们每个人所分享讲到主，不论我们经历怎样的一个光景，主你一直都在。谢谢主，因为你真的很信实的让我们走过2025年。在这当中真的有很多的高山和低谷，但主，我们知道你的手一直都牵引着我们，在我们走这条路上，让我们经历主你的大爱，经历你的良善，经历你的怜悯和信实。主，我们献上感恩。主，我们将一切的颂赞和荣耀归于我们在天的父，我们荣耀的主耶稣基督和亲爱的圣灵。谢谢你爱我们。主，我们为过去的感恩，在同时我们在展望2026年的时候，我们相信主你会使用我们每一个肢体，耶稣基督你的教会，来更多的来成就主你的心意。主，我们在这里，我们来祷告，我们祈求，我们来寻求你的面。主，我们说我们愿意。主，不管我们作为个人，还是作为我们 SC 我们这个教会，主你的教会，你是我们群羊的大牧人。主，我们来到你的面前，我们说主，我们愿意，我们愿意来成为你的器皿，我们愿意更加的谦卑，更加的顺服主你的旨意。
走在主你的心意当中。主啊，真的是像约翰所说的，愿主更兴旺，愿我们更卑微，主，愿我们里面活着的不再是我，而是基督在我们里面的活着。主啊，我们说这个宝贝，这个瓦器，这个宝贝在瓦器里面是要显明那极大的能力是出于神而不是我们。主，我们今天我们的祷告在2026年初，让更多的耶稣在我们里面彰显，让耶稣的生命在我们里面流淌。愿我们每天真的就背起十字架跟随你的时候，让我们的老我更多的死去，不再是顺从我们的情欲，顺从我们的己意，而是主顺从你的完全的旨意来行。在我们的生活当中，在我们的婚姻当中，在我们的儿女的教养当中，在我们教会的带领当中，主，我们完全的顺服主你的旨意。主，不是按照我们人的意愿，不是按照我们人的旨意，而是完全的相符于你，按主你的旨意，你的道路，你的心思意念来带领我们。主啊，我们将荣耀颂赞归给你。主，愿我们每一个器皿彰显基督你的生命，愿我们可以借着我们的生命让人与主相遇，引发与神的相遇，也让我们让人与连接与主的连接。主，让我们今天要亲眼看见你，让我们要亲耳听见你的声音，我们要亲手来触摸到我们亲爱的耶稣基督。主，我们谢谢你，愿你祝福每一个家庭，我们每一个弟兄姊妹，也祝福我们 SC 我们的救恩会，在未来的2026年，我们要见证主你更大的神迹在我们的当中。不管只是身体得医治，瞎眼得看见，我们要看到那被掳的释放，哈利路亚，被囚的要出光，出黑暗入光明。愿耶稣你的荣耀要大大的彰显在我们的生命当中，让我们的婚姻得修复，让我们的儿女要归向你耶稣基督，让主你的生命的见证在我们当中彰显。哈利路亚，愿我们到七圣的赞美你耶稣基督。哈利路亚，荣耀归给你我的父。阿们，阿们。
哈利路亚，亲爱的天父，主耶稣基督，圣灵，我们多谢你今晚在2025年最后聚会的日子里面，我们献上我们的感恩。作为神你的儿女，我们知道以前我们不认识你的时候，或者我们不信服你的时候，我们硬住颈项行自己的路的时候，我们遇到真是很大的困难，我们心里面惊慌，我们好像把握不到我们的掌控我们想做的事，所以以至于我们很多时我们失望，我们沮丧，我们失去了方向。但主，我们感谢当我们回转的时候，你扶持我们，你便不撇下我们，你爱我们每一个。当我们愿意再一次来到你的跟前的时候，我们感恩你大大让你的爱来包容我们，去接纳我们，去扶持我们，让我们在个人的生命里面，我们知道你去建造我们，在我们的生命里面你恩膏我们，我们去举证，我们愿意接纳你的劝导，你的带领。今天我们可以与你同在的同时，我们心里面有的这份平安全赖于我们信靠你。主，我们在这个日子里面，今天最后的聚会的时间里面，我们献上我们的感恩，献上你对我们个人，对我们的家庭，对我们的儿女的看顾。主，我们献上我们无限的感恩。主，我们知道你摆在我们每一个人的生命里面都有你的美意，即使我们个人每一个人都不是一样的，即使我们世上双胞胎每一个人都有自己的个性，但你都一一包容，你都一一将你的美好的计划摆在我们的生命当中。但这个计划 愿我哋顺服你嘅时候，你要我哋将人、将罪人、每一个破碎嘅人带到主你嘅跟前，我哋蒙恩惠，蒙到主你嚟扶持我哋，我哋忧伤破碎嘅心，我哋因为你，我哋得到完整，我哋因为依靠你，我哋呢个生命得到主你嘅亮光。主让我哋今晚落每一个人真系 commit 喺你嘅名、你嘅宝座前，让我哋真系对2026年啊，剩翻几日嘅日子就迎嚟新嘅一年。主让我哋嘅生命，我哋为你发狂，让我哋嘅生命喺新嘅一年里边，我哋期待新嘅展望，就系主让你大大咁样去吓，真系掌管我哋嘅生命。我哋嘅生命愿意被你掌管嘅时候，就会按住主你嘅意志、你嘅旨意去扶持我哋，让我哋真系我哋嗰个生命攞真系为你而活。主，我哋多谢，我哋明白你重造所有嘅物物系为系你所作，亦都系为你所用，俾我哋每一个倒空我哋自己唔属于你嘅啊我哋生命入边嘅垃圾啊，唯有承载嘅系主你嘅恩膏啊，让我哋真系。在2026年，不是单止我们自己个人，我们愿意被你去使用，让我们好像今天牧师所分享的，我们明白为什么神所应许的两至三个人聚会的时候，你会在我们当中。今天我们明白，因为你的爱，我们受到，我们一句加上的问候就会令人触动到主你的爱在我们当中大大地彰显。主你的真实我们可以看到，我们可以触摸得到，主你是如此地真实地在我们的生命、在我们的生活当中每一日去伴随着我们。主让我们真的、真的为我们未信主的家人再一次交在你的恩手当中，为这个世上仍然在罪当中去挣扎迷失的人人群当中，我们继续为他们交托，我们为他们的生命，为他们永生的生命，我们切切地去祈求主，你怜悯他们，你爱他们，你要我哋真系去寻找佢哋翻翻屋企，让迷失嘅人真系喺2026年懂得回家。主，我哋多谢你，我咁嘅祷告奉主耶稣得胜嘅名求，阿门。多谢主。
好，亲爱的主耶稣，果然是当我们两三个人奉你的名聚会的时候，你就在我们的当中。主啊，我们感受到你的同在，我们也知道这个时候就是你亲自来触碰我们。主啊，我们在这里把我们的心都打开向你。主啊，我们祷告你，我们奉着你的名聚会的时候，我们每一个呼吸、每一个声音、每一件事情都是想着你。主啊，你今天是我们的中心，我们祷告你的灵在我们中间大大的工作。我们祷告在今天这一年，包括新的一年，有一个更深更深的认识，更深更深的看见，有深渊与深渊的呼应，有最真实的认识在我们的当中。主啊，我们祷告，当我们要引发别人与你相遇之前，主啊，你引发跟我们最大的相遇。主啊，祷告我们自己跟你的生命中间有最深最深的相遇。主啊，我们祷告我们的枝子和葡萄树相连接。主啊， I in you and you in me, abide in me, Lord. 主啊，我们祷告我们在你的灵里面和你合一。主啊，你在我们的里面，我们在你的里面。因为我们深知道除了你我们什么也做不了。主啊，我们也知道除了你做什么都没有你的力量。所以主啊，我们祷告
在我们的深渊之处，在我们读你的话语的时候，更深更深的认识你。主啊，在我们祷告之处，更深更深的被你摸着，经历那别人没有经历过的，进入那世界上，进入我们平时以前的经历没有经历过的。我们只有在自己对你有这样的经历的时候，才有可能把别人也带到这样的经历里面。主啊，我们祷告更深更深的相遇。主，我们也在祷告，在相遇的中间，借着你话语的光照，主啊，能够带出我们有更深的悔改。主啊，在我们的悔改当中，让我们看自己，看别人，自己不比别人好，看别人比自己强。主啊，让我们在祷告中间，骄傲被粉碎，化成谦卑。主，我们祷告，在我们的祷告当中，我们的瞎眼会真的得以看见。主，我们对你的误解会被粉碎。主，我们祷告，你在真理，在我们自己的生命中间，把我们的所有的错误的认知连根拔起。主啊，把我们自己对你的不认识，那种宗教的意识连根拔起。主，我们祷告，我们是真真实的认识真正的你，而不是那想象中的你。主要用你的话语来更新我们，但是更用你的光来光照我们。主要在我们跟你相连接的时候，愿我们的生命是真结出果子，让我们的生命是真的有你的光照。所以在我们的话，在我们跟你的相交当中，愿你的，愿你果行为的果子是借着那对你的信和在你里面的方式出来的。我祷告我们自己跟你这样子的相遇能够自然的流淌出来，像圣灵在里面流出来腹中的活水，能够留给其他的人。主，我们也祷告我们真的能像你所希望的，让我们成为这器皿，把你，让其他的人也能够和你相连接。主啊，你使用我们 SCC 教会的每一个人。主啊，我们在你面前不分大小，不分高低。主啊，在你里面只要真心与你相遇的，愿这样子的相遇结出它的果子来。主啊，我们在这新的一年，我们更会把我们的所有的时间更加的放在你的身上，更加的与你团契。主啊，更加的连接于你，让我们，让其他人跟你的连接也成为可能。主啊，我们相信，凭着信心相信，凭着你的话语相信，你这样美好的工作，你既然开始了，就必成就。奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。Father, we just want to, as we approach 2026, Father, we have New Year wishes to you, Lord Father. First, we want to ask for our family salvation. Father, our husbands, our sons, and our daughters,or grandchildren, Father, or our relatives that are not yet saved, Lord Father, I pray that you will connect them with Jesus, Lord Father, somehow, using our fellowship groups, or using our, 我们去饮茶，或者是 go to dim sum, or go to events, or go to places together. Father, you use all kinds of scenarios, Lord Father, to bring them to you, Lord Father, that we, you create opportunities, Lord Father, where we can get together and where we can sow testimonies, where we can preach the gospel, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord Father, for you, your spirit to touch them, Lord Father, and that all of them shall be saved, Lord Father. All of them shall be, Lord Father, brought into your kingdom next year in Jesus' mighty name.Father, also for ourselves, Father, I pray for deeper intimacy with you. Father, I pray that in our weaknesses, in the times when we don't want to pray, when we're struggling, when we're going through trials and temptations, when pain are so deep, Father, that we just find it hard to pray. Father, I pray for your grace. I pray for your grace to be in part, Lord Father. It is not us, Lord Father, who can follow you, how hard to follow you. But Lord, we depend on you, our shepherd, to lead us to your throne room, to lead us to the throne room of the King. And Father, I pray, Lord Father, you deepen our walk with you in next year. You deepen our daily walk with you, that our fellowship with the Holy Spirit will be deeper, that we hunger and thirst for your righteousness, that we hunger and thirst for your word, and that, Lord Father, our husbands, our children, Lord Father, will be hungry for your word, hungry for you, Lord Father, hungry for the things of God, not the lust of the world, not the lust of the flesh, but hungry for you, hungry for your kingdom, Lord, in the next year, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you to impart this hunger to us, Lord Father, that, Lord Father, automatically will be on fire for you, Father, without us, Lord Father, having struggled. But Father, your grace is sufficient. Father, last, Lord Father, we want to pray for our church. And that, Lord Father, you grant us supernatural faith. You grant us this full faith. And that, Lord Father, we create this atmosphere of faith. Where, Lord Father, there is no doubt. That, Lord Father, the faith atmosphere so much, Lord Father, that we believe in you, Jesus. You can do anything in our midst. And that, Father, in this atmosphere, we want to see cancer being saved. And we want to see cerebral palsy being healed. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, all those diseases, all the creative miracles, Lord Father, that we read about, Lord Father, 100 years ago, in this very same place, Lord Father, this East Ham Church, where you have done it, Father, I ask you to renew your faith. Father, renew your fame, Lord, that you would do it again, oh Father, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, you are the God of miracles. You are the God, oh Father, who you're the way maker, Father, and that we declare your name, Jesus, in this place, that you will do it again, oh Father, if not more. Father, we want to be surprised and amazed, oh Father. Next year, oh Father, we'll see, Lord, signs and wonders, oh Father, the miracles that is beyond our comprehension in this place, Father, as we create this faith atmosphere, Father. Father, I want to doubt our doubts, Lord Father, but Father, we will believe in you. We want to believe in you, Father, because Lord, if we brought in, Lord Father, our friend, our relative, or our husband who is suffering those same conditions, Father, we want them to be healed straight away, Father. We want them, Lord Father, to be prayed for. When they're being prayed for, Father, the demons will flee. The disease will be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, therefore, we ask you to do it again, Lord. Do it again in this place. We invite you, Holy Spirit, Lord Father, impart this supernatural faith, full faith to us, Lord Father. May you grant us great grace upon this place and glorify the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's all stand. We finish by the Lord is my shepherd. 大家起立。
Lord my shepherd, and I will not want. He makes me lie in pastures green.
Trust in you alone.
brothers and sisters here in this church and also online,
there's
nothing to be afraid of in 2026. God is encouraging you to trust Him. The reason why we can trust the Lord, because His mercy is endless. His goodness is endless. And mercy, goodness and mercy shall follow us.
In 2026,
we pray that your life will change for the better. We pray that in your life, although you may go through the valley of the shadow of death, His promise is that He will be with you. You know, sometimes it is in the hardest conditions of our lives that we find the presence of God. Jesus is with us. His goodness and mercy will follow us.
And
I encourage those brothers and sisters, if you are hearing God's voice in this, memorize this song. Sing it to yourself all the time. That I will trust in the Lord. The devil wants you to give up. People want you to give up. And you yourself want to give up. But God, the Lord is saying to you, trust in Him. Father, right now, we pray, O God, for some miracles. Some astonishing works of God. That will completely transform some people's lives. Let the impossible be possible. Father, we want to see the manifest power of God. In our homes, in our business, in our workplace, in our study, here in our church, everywhere we go, goodness and mercy follows me. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward. Other brothers and sisters will pray for you, but not me. I may impart something else.
Can we
have the ministry team, please? Ministry team, can we come?